Good afternoon, I'm Dave Lewis. It's 5 o'clock at KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas. And we have our regular 5 p.m. COVID-19 update that we are sharing information from local health authorities. And today joining us on the phone, Riley County Health Department, Julie Gibbs. Good afternoon, Julie.
Good afternoon, Dave.
I know when I answered the phone, I said good morning. This has just seemed like we're all out of sorts here sometimes.
Yes, it does. One point
or another. Well, I was looking over the state updates, and I just kind of want to bring our listeners up to date. We get these daily, and this is available for everybody at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's website, kdhekks.gov. And there are 59 additional positive cases. That's a 22% increase from yesterday's number of 202. And of that, Douglas County had 9, Sedgwick County went up 13, Wyandotte up 10, and Johnson County went up 14. Here locally, we have not had any additions in Riley or Pottawatomie counties, and Geary County has yet to report one, from what I understand. But, the numbers do continue to show that there is a trend, and mostly up in the northeast portion of the state. But the big news came this morning with Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announcing that there is a stay-at-home order now in place beginning Monday at 12:01. And that goes through April 19th, and that does not supersede you for one day.
Right.
For one day.
Yes, one day.
Because the Riley County stay-at-home will go into effect just after midnight tonight.
Right. Yes, and the good news is there's not a lot of differences between ours and the governor's. There is one difference in the child care, and so I am going to go ahead and extract those child care provisions that we have in our current Riley County order so that they'll still be in effect with the governor's order on Monday.
Okay. Well, let's kind of talk real quickly about it because, the news came out late afternoon yesterday that you're going to apply the Riley County stay-at-home order and with the governor's stay-at-home order as well. What all is involved in a stay-at-home order and what can residents do?
Sure. Well, the main message is still the same thing that we've been telling residents the whole time is, stay at home unless you absolutely need to get out. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't go out and walk or bike or jog. You can still go outside, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy other people, of course, at a distance. We want to keep within 6 feet of another person. So you can still get out and do things. You can still drive your car. We've gotten a lot of questions about that. You can still go out and do your grocery shopping, get gas, whatever you need to do, but try to limit your exposure and just get out for the basic essentials. There are quite a few exemptions in the governor's order, and so we encourage you to check out that governor's order on her website. And you can also compare that to what they call the Kansas Essential Functional Framework. There's a list of them there. So those are all the exemptions. But I think the main message is, just stay at home and get out only for the necessities.
And everybody has a different idea of what necessities are, but they can include anything like medicine, groceries, any kind of food, liquor. Alcohol stores
yes.
are on that essentials list. And there are a number of things, and there's still that 10-person gathering rule that remains in place.
Right. Yep. No more than 10 individuals in a group. And then, of course, the social distancing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, are you still getting quite a few folks call the screening number at 323-6400 to get checked in to see maybe if they have some of these symptoms and maybe referred on to other medical professionals?
We are. Yeah, we get quite a few people that will call that line every day. So I think that line is working out really well. It's available every day, even on the weekends, from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Okay. And the drive-through testing aspect, is that still in place too?
You bet. Yep, we have that. It's not available on the weekends, but we do have it available Monday through Friday. We have certain hours that's available, and of course that's only if your doctor refers you to the swabbing station.
Okay. All right. And once again, that number is 323-6400. But you also have a phone number for people to call if they have any questions about some of the other aspects of, well, anything to do with COVID-19, mm-hmm. that you have a number of folks that are manning a different number.
Yep. Any questions that you might have, call 785-587-4526. That is available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You can also email us at RileyCountyCovid19@gmail.com.
Okay. RileyCountyCovid19@gmail.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of information. It's a very fluid situation, so there'll be plenty of updates. And I know that tomorrow morning we'll have, I believe Bob will be back tomorrow morning, Bob Koppel from Ascension Via Christi, as we'll have another report around 7 a.m. And then tomorrow afternoon we'll have another report from another healthcare professional. Anything else that you would like to add for our residents this morning, Julie?
Or this afternoon? Make sure to check out our Facebook. Sorry.
Or this afternoon. And I used to be in here at 5 in the afternoon.
Right, yeah. Make sure to check out our Facebook page. We put plenty of posts on there. Follow that page and you'll get the latest information. We do have Facebook Live updates every day except for Sundays at 4:15. So be sure to check that out.
Okay, and once again, we will have this interview posted on our website and on our Facebook page as well. So we certainly appreciate you and your fellow colleagues keeping us up to date and doing the work that you do and keeping our community as safe as our residents will take to heart, I guess.
Sure. Thanks for your support.
You bet. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, joining us here on News Radio KMAN. Our next report will be coming up tomorrow morning, Sunday morning at 7, and then again Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. We'll repeat these reports or we'll have updates on reports every day throughout this crisis. So we'll keep you up to date here at News Radio KMAN. Once again, that call screening number 323-6400. I'm Dave Lewis, News Radio KMAN. Back to our regular programming of ESPN.